Hi everyone. I'm a little croaky, as you can probably hear. But I have the first chance today to record either of the things that I said I'd do for my cake day. I don't think I have the voice to do my AMA today, because that'll probably take forever. There's some really good questions. But I did want to do a little kind of roundup of my year on GWA and making erotic audio, which a few of you have asked for, and actually I think that's a really awesome idea. So I guess I'll start with what got me onto it, really. My ex and I used to visit the Visual Gone Wild quite a lot, and he used to really like it when I would kind of tease him, like, verbally, if you know what I mean. Like, I would say things like, we'd just be eating dinner and I'd start describing what I wanted to do. And he used to love it, and he always said that he thought I had a good voice for it. Now, like, proper kind of dirty talk isn't really my thing. Like, it just isn't. It's something that I can do, but it doesn't feel like it comes naturally to me. And it's not really something that I like listening to that much. And I realised when my ex said that actually a couple of years ago, one of my friends is a voice actor. And we were working, we knew each other from working when we were working retail. And I remember she once said to me, I'd been having a consultation with a customer, a really sort of gentle, calming one, because we were talking about spas and different spa treatments. And she said to me afterwards, she was like, you know, you've got such a come to bed voice. And I was like, I was so embarrassed, because nobody had ever said anything like that before. I'm also very aware of the fact that right now I have the least come to bed voice ever. So I just want to, you know, put that out there, that I'm aware of the kind of the irony. But yeah, she said that to me, and I thought, well, you know, okay, that's interesting. And then I think I'd commented on someone's, like, video on Gone Wild, or the visual one. I'd comment on it because they'd left the sound in, and I think part of my comment was something like, you know, oh, this is amazing, I'm so glad you left the sound in, it makes it, you know, a million times hotter. And someone had responded to mine and said, oh, I have a feeling you'd like Gone Wild audio. And I'd never heard of it. I'd never even heard of audio porn at all. And, like, for me, the thing that I never connected with proper visual porn, like, at all, like, normal porn, because it sounds shit. Because none of the, for me anyway, none of the sounds that people make and the conversations that they have, it just really pulled me out of it. And a few people I know were always like, yeah, you have to turn the sound off if you're going to watch porn, like, obviously. And it just never, it, you know, I kind of didn't see the point without the sound. And when the sound was not great, I was like, well, this just doesn't work, does it? So someone, you know, like, said, oh, I think you'd like Gone Wild audio. And I was like, oh, what is that? And I shit you not, kids, that changed my fucking life. Like, seriously, when I discovered that, I was like, I was so shaken, like, by how much it turned me on. Like, within the first 4 or 5 seconds of the first audio I listened to, I was just like, holy shit, son, this is incredible. And so it was kind of like, once I heard that, I kind of didn't turn back, really. And but I made the decision to go from listening to recording, because I'm quite an exhibitionist anyway. And I mean, honestly, basically, I just wanted some validation. And I was interested, like, the idea of getting off and recording it and other people listening to it and getting off, really, like, that was really exciting. And I thought, well, fuck it, let's try it, see how it goes. And it was amazing. And then, like, I know that, so for those of you who haven't, like, you know, who've only sort of started listening to my stuff recently or whatever, I definitely do rambles more often than anything else. And I think that's because so much of it for me is, like, it's my personal pleasure. It's what I like doing, and I do it because I enjoy it, and I do it because it's what I want to do. And so more often, that's where, you know, that's what my desire is. So that's what I do. And so when I started, I did that. But then I saw so many people, like, did scripts and things, and you know, I thought, well, I know that what I've listened to a lot is scripts and is script fills and is improv. So I was like, well, that's what everyone does, so that's probably what I should do. But I think I did. I think I did, like, a rant. I should have checked this before I started recording this. But, you know, you guys can all tell me if I get it wrong. I think what I did first was a ramble and then an improv and then a script, I think. And that's kind of, I think that's indicative of me in, like, well, this is what I want to do for me. And then this is what I like listening to most. And then, oh, this is what a lot of people are doing, I should probably do this. And that's not to say I didn't enjoy doing script fills, and I don't enjoy them, because obviously I do. I still do them sometimes. But I'm really fussy, so I don't do them so often. But yeah, that's how I got into it anyway. And now I just, like, I have such a long list of audios that I want to do that I think are really hot and that are great ideas. But like I say, because my main, like, my reason for doing it, honestly, is because I get off with it and I like it and I find it exciting. Whilst I have stuff that I want to do that I've said to people I'll do or whatever, I go on what I want to do. rather than, you know, what people have asked for most. You know, maybe that's selfish. I don't think so. You know, if it was a business, like, if I was doing this for, like, full on a business, then I would probably look at it differently. And I would try and balance it out a bit more with, you know, what people wanted and were asking for and stuff. But I guess because, like, I'm, you know, thanks to, so like, also, I just want to just briefly do, like, a big shout out to, like, to Eve's Garden and Vanilla Audio, because, you know, that's, like, I'm now able to, like, monetize some of my audios, and not in a way that feels high pressure for me. So, like, I'll get into that bit later, but, like, yeah, I just, big shout out, like, that's amazing, and it's such a wonderful community. Like, everyone's great. Like, yeah, it's good. So yeah, that's kind of why I do. And I guess that's kind of, like, it's been really important to me to make it, like, I know that, oh, okay, so one of the things that's really difficult is having that, like, the difference between I'm making an audio and I'm an actor, you know, like, I'm performing a role. Even if it's a ramble, I'm still, like, in role, you know? And there's, for me, authenticity is really important. So I sometimes really struggle with making sure that everything that I'm saying is 100% how I feel and what I would say in that situation and is something that I like. And, you know, looking at different scenarios and, you know, like, let's be completely honest here. I'm not as vocal in actual sex as I am in most of my audios because, I mean, the whole point is it's audio, right? It sounds. So, you know, like, I'm very conscious of that, and I'm, you know, not like to a point where it doesn't feel natural, but, you know, I'm more vocal. Like, all of the sounds I make are completely, absolutely there. It's just, I know if I'm actually with a partner, I usually don't make as much, you know, in terms of sounds and words and stuff. And actually, I imagine a lot of that is probably kind of an inbuilt sense of, I don't know, embarrassment or shame around it, because, like, I don't think it consciously at this point, but I know that when I'm at home on my own, I make much more noise than I do if I'm with a partner. But, you know, Gonwald Audio has kind of unlocked that for me, because I never used to. Because, you know, as, like, societies, we've got this whole, like, you know, masturbation should be quiet to yourself in a corner. You don't tell anyone about it. You know, there's a load of, like, inbuilt shame around it and around sexuality in general. And, like, that could be a whole other ramble. I'm not going to go into that right now. But, like, I think listening to GWA and then actually actively being vocal, rather than it just kind of being a byproduct, like actively being vocal when I, you know, when I get off, has been really interesting. And for those of you who've listened to a lot of my stuff recently, I think the two or three recent Ramble Fabs, like, they've been louder and kind of more intense vocally than, like, than I ever have been before. I mean, I blew out a mic. I was like, oh. Actually, I say I blew out a mic. I don't know what that technically means. I mean, what I mean is my voice got super distorted because of the volume. I don't know if that's the same thing. You can tell I'm not, like, one of those people that has, like, awesome mics and sound systems and stuff. I mean, I just record them on my phone. I usually put my phone on my chest because then I've got my hands free. I have been actually looking at getting a mic that I can plug into my phone so that I don't have to be, like, I can clip onto, like, my glasses or my t-shirt or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, like, it's been such a wake-up call for me in terms of my own sexuality. And I'm now much more conscious of what it is I like about sounds and why. And I think mostly for me that's because it's my imagination. It's like, it's my, like, anticipation and imagination have always been what got me off. And I guess listening to other people getting off, like, is really hot. And I think because I know that, maybe that's one of the reasons why I like recording stuff, because I assume if I like that, other people like that. As you can probably tell, I didn't write down a plan of action for this ramble. I'm just chattering, and that's why it's going hither and everywhere. If you like order and you like an agenda, this is not for you. I should probably put that in the text before I post this. Anyway, so I don't want to talk for forever. So my year in GWA, what's changed? What have I learned? What have I discovered? What's been good, what's been bad? Okay, so I find it very easy to fall into the, like, pitfalls of online validation and to get caught up in the numbers and in the number of comments and in, you know, people's reactions. And I had to take a break at the beginning of, like, I think it was January, February, I had to take a break because I realised that actually I found the community so much more welcoming and understanding and affirming than I was expecting. And I ended up, like, relying on it for kind of personal validation and personal confidence and things like that. And I ended up, like, if I didn't get responses to my audios quickly, I felt like I'd kind of let someone down or that I wasn't doing good enough. And once I realized that I was spending more of my mental energy thinking about that than I was on, like, real friendships and, like, in real life, and that's not to say that friendships I've made through here aren't real, but, like, when I realized that I was paying more attention to what people online were saying and taking, and that being more, like, I took that in more than I took, like, what people in my real life were saying to me. Once I realized that, I was like, okay, this isn't healthy. And I took a break and I had to make a change. And one of the things which some of you probably know, is that I basically don't chat really anymore with people, because the thing is, I love people. I love intimacy. I love getting to know people. I love talking to people. I love interacting with people. And I realized that what I used to do, and this was through, like, even before I was fully, like, posting and a creator myself, is I would, like, chat with lots of different people, and each of them was awesome, and I would, like, and it would be kind of, it could be really sexy, it could be, like, full-on kind of sex chats, it could just be flirty, but the trouble for me was that I really like people, and I like getting to know people, and I want to be genuine, so kind of all of those conversations would feel really real. But then, you know, if somebody new started talking to me, and I'd want to talk to them too, and then I would end up with like 15 different conversations and different people that I was connecting with, and I don't have the mental energy or space for that. And I, you know, it was, again, it wasn't responsible at all for me, or in terms of the way I was dealing with other people and handling, you know, like, being responsible and treating them like real humans. I ended up just getting overwhelmed, and then just not talking and not responding and not replying, and basically ghosting people who, you know, I actually gave a shit about, and who I'd been connecting quite intimately with for, you know, quite a decent amount of time. And I started to realize that this was a pattern, and that it was something I was doing a lot. And it was because I would freak out, and I wouldn't know how to say to someone, oh, I can't do this, because I don't have the time and the space, and I didn't know how to say to people, like, it's not you, it's not you, it's not that I don't care about you, it's not, but I, you know, there was something easy in that, oh, it's just an online thing and no one cares, and you can pick it up and drop it as you wish. And that's not how it is, you know. All of the people who listen to my audios are human, all of you are, and I am, you know. And I didn't treat people with respect fully, and I realized I had to make a change, because I wasn't comfortable with that. I felt awful about it every single time. I felt awful. But then I would feel so bad. I was like, I don't know how I can ever apologize enough for this without reopening a thing. And so I didn't. So I chickened out and I just stayed quiet. And that's not cool. It isn't. And so one of the biggest change that I made was, like, I pretty much don't chat anymore. Like, I'll reply to messages and I'll respond sometimes, but I've had to draw that line. And the thing is, it's not because, I mean, I've had some people say, oh no, I get that, people are dicks sometimes and you must get inundated with people expecting all of this and being horrible. And it's like, it's not that. It's not because people are horrible. It's not that I don't chat because I've had bad experiences with people being shit. I mean, people have, but that's not why. It's because I like people, and because you're all really nice, like, genuinely. It's because I want to connect with everyone, and I can't do that. I just can't. And it means that I start neglecting people, like, in my day-to-day life, and it's not okay. So yeah, I think that was the biggest kind of learning curve with any of this, that I didn't even recognize that I used to do that with people. But I've done it for as long as there's been online communication, you know. And it wasn't until GWA that I recognized that in myself and in my own behavior. It was a big learning curve, not only because, you know, I felt super guilty and then I would sit in that guilt, but that kind of became a weird, like, self-righteous thing. It was like, oh, it's fine because I feel so bad about this. And then I kind of had to get over that as well. It was really interesting. It's a really interesting time for me, like, in a difficult way. Like, I think self-awareness and learning lessons like that about yourself are never really easy. And I still feel like shit whenever people are lovely and I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to chat with you. Like, I still feel bad about it. And again, I'm not going to go into it massively, but I'm sure there's something in that, like, in kind of patriarchal values and like in how women are conditioned to, you know, not reject men, basically, or at least to do so in a way that doesn't feel like rejection. And I'm not saying, like, I'm not saying, I mean, I've just said that as a blanket statement. I'm very aware that that isn't the case for everyone, and that caveat, I don't fully 100% believe that that's the case in all things, but there is a societal narrative there, that does mean, like, I think that an awful lot of women find it much more difficult to say no, and feel justified in doing so without finding a reason other than just, actually, I don't want to, and it's the right thing for me. Like, there's definitely a thing whereby I sometimes feel like I have to explain, like, fully explain why and go into all the reasons, and it's like, I've more recently realised I don't, and I'm becoming more okay with that, and it's nice. But yeah, sorry, that was, like, I spent ages talking about that, but it was a really big thing for me, it was a really big personal thing, and I think realising as well the vulnerability of when you connect with somebody, especially if it's about sexuality and about sex and about vulnerable things that, you know, we all feel, you know, I think we all feel quite strongly about that stuff. So if you connect with someone starting off talking about such vulnerable issues, then, you know, it becomes bigger than just a, oh, hey, yeah, you're cool, all right, bye, see you around, you know? So actually, I guess spending that much time talking about it feels kind of relevant. So yeah, that was a really big, really big learning curve. Like, I don't know whether that's a downside to it or not, maybe, but I've learned a lot, and it's impacted me on my, like, day-to-day life as well. Like, I'm much more aware of how I relate to others and my energy levels with people and stuff now. Yeah, so I now pay very little attention to how many people comment and what my karma is and how many people upvote or any of that. Obviously, I pay attention when people comment and that there are comments, and I love that. Like, I love it. I just mean I don't count. I don't care about the quantity is what I mean. But also the comments that people leave about my audios are just, I mean, absolutely incredible. Like, I'm brought to tears so often, especially on the more comfort posts, like the more kind of reassuring ones, like the safer work ones rather than the sex ones, I guess. I'm brought to tears so often by how kind and complimentary and generous people are. Like, I still find it really bizarre that my words can be as impactful as that. I still find it difficult to believe, really. Like, I think, but I find it difficult to let that sink in. Like, I've always found compliments kind of difficult to fully accept. So actually that's another big thing in my life, like, GWA has done for me, is it's meant I'm starting to be able to accept compliments and not just kind of shove them off, like, you know, shrug them off, either in a, like, well, of course I'm great, or in a, like, yeah, but you're great too, which has always been my default, you know, or like, oh yeah, you're crazy that you think that. And I'm, you know, I'm now able to kind of go, oh, thanks, like, that's amazing. And I'm absolutely blown away by the fact that people, like my content as much as they do. I'm absolutely blown away by it. And the number of followers I've got is wild. Like, when I got to 100, I was like, oh my goodness gracious, that's 100 individual people that want to know when I post new stuff. Holy nutcracker, that's a lot of people. And then, like, now it's like 600, and I'm kind of like, I'm really trying not to be like, that's a lot of people that I need to make sure that I do stuff for and I need to post regularly, because, I mean, again, one of the other things that I've learned is if I feel like I need to do it, it becomes really pressured for me and I can't do it and I don't get the enjoyment out of it and I'm not really willing to do that. And that's one of the reasons why, at least at the moment, I have no intention of doing a Patreon or any kind of subscription-based work, because I think for me, once there's a pressure, once there's an obligation, even if it's something I know I enjoy, like, I kind of crumble under the pressure I put myself on, really. And I feel like I can't do it. And, you know, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love to monetize this shit more. And it'd be great. I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, when, so, I don't know, you know, again, if for those of you who may, I'm sure a lot of you know all of this stuff, and a lot of, you know, some of you don't, but Patreon kind of works on a subscription basis where, like, people pay whatever you set your tiers to, a certain amount a month, and then they get whatever content or, you know, rewards for that. And the thing for me then is, like, if I have, as many of you who may have followed me know, I have a very erratic posting schedule. Like, I post when I want to, I record when I want to, I don't post at particular times of day, I don't post on particular days of the week, I don't post, you know, I just, as and when I want to. And that works perfectly well for me, because, like I say, I'm not paying attention to, you know, what time of the day is best for viewers and whatever, because that's not why I do it. And so I think the idea of having a Patreon, like, it's not what I want, you know. I know that if I have something whereby there's an obligation to provide content regularly, I just don't think I'll get the same enjoyment from it. And because I enjoy it at the moment, I don't want to lose that. And that's one of the things which I sort of mentioned Vanilla Audio before. I'm so blown away by, no, that's maybe an exaggeration. I'm really humbled and grateful, I think, and thankful for the type of platform that Eve's made with that, whereby if an audio is posted on the Vanilla Audio website, I get paid. If one of my audios is posted, I get paid for it. And it doesn't have to be a new audio. It doesn't have to be original content audio. It can be an audio that I've already posted in other places. It can be an audio that I post on 7 different websites. And if she chooses that one, then that's the one that goes on, and I'll get paid for it. And the fact that there's no minimum requirement of posts per month or anything, it's not like, you know, I have to produce content like this. And that obviously there's, I mean, I'm saying obviously, you may not know, but there's the, you know, if you do an original content, like an exclusive content for Vanilla Audio that then is only posted there, you know, you get more money for it. And I've done a couple of those, one of which was a request, which I was, that's actually my most recent one, I think, my most recent one on there. And I was really happy to do it. It meant a lot to me, and also I got paid more for it, which is great. I mean, the fact that, like, there's 2 months now where I've got money in the bank from making audio porn, this is fucking incredible. I mean, I never thought I'd, you know, monetize it. I never wanted to look into it, I've never wanted to really turn it into a business, and I still don't. Like, I mean, I'd love to make money from it, because who doesn't want to make money from getting off and recording it for people? But, oh my God, how long have I been talking? 28 minutes. Shit, I'm sorry. This is only supposed to be like 15 minutes. But yeah, so, and anyway, so, like, yeah, it's been incredible recently, and it's only been in the last couple of months that I ever thought, like, my content is worth monetizing. Not least because of the reasons I said, I do it for me, you know. I do it because I want to do it. I record the things I want to record. Like, I post the stuff I want to post. You know, there are people have made requests that aren't my thing, you know, like, people have made requests about, like, all sorts of stuff, but if it's not something that turns me on, I'm not going to do it. And I think I'm really fussy with scripts, because, one, I'm not an actor, I'm not a very good actor. Like, I wouldn't be able to say lines that are not the way I would speak. I've tried, I can't do it. And I'm not comfortable recording something which isn't something I would want to do. And that's not at all, that's not at all the criticism of people who do that. Like, I think that's great, and I understand, and, you know, I kind of, in a way, I wish I could, really, but I can't, and I don't, you know, I'm quite happy not doing. Okay, I've lost my train of thought again. So I talked about, Jesus, oh goodness, there's a reason I do rambles, because I could just ramble for forever. So I've talked about that, I've talked about validation, I've talked about monetization. And like, I think one thing is the community. Like, I've made real friends here. And I'm aware I've also said I don't really chat anymore, and I don't, and there's a reason, like, but I've made real friends. Like, I've been on holidays to other countries, and while I'm there, I've been to visit people who I met on GWA, and we've hung out and had the best time. Like, it's awesome. I say countries, like, that's plural. It's not like I'm just gallivanting over the country and, like, meeting a million people. But I, you know, I have a lot of friends in real life, and I'm just, like, I'm constantly trying to be enough for people. Like, I want to post often enough. If that's what people want, I want to be intimate enough and be open enough with myself. I don't want to be like a closed book, like, here's my audio, don't talk to me. I know a lot of people do that, and a lot of people need to, and there's no criticism at all of that approach. But I'm also aware of the fact that because I make friends really easily, and because I connect with people really easily, I have a whole lot of people that I care about, and I get really caught up in being a bad friend, like, not getting back to people quickly enough and all of that. So I feel like I'm being really down on myself at the moment. I'm not. It sounds like I am. I'm not. I'm also awesome. Just saying. Like, God. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about that. I'm going to change the subject. Yeah, I mean, another thing that's been awesome with GWA is then the introduction to Pillow Talk, because I really struggle to get to sleep sometimes, really, really struggle, and finding comfort audios, like, I've had in the last year, I'm not going to go into the personal details, but I've had some really, really hard things to deal with that have, like, fully knocked me, and I'm a totally different person now, I think, than I was 2 years ago, because, you know, life experience changes us, and that's awesome. I think I'm a better person now than I was. I'm certainly a much more rounded person, but I've really needed some of the comfort and the reassurances that GWA and, well, PTA more, like, offer. And yeah, like, it's just amazing. And knowing that I've been able to do that for others is amazing. And yeah. Okay. I'm not going to talk much longer. You can probably hear my voice is really starting to go. Also, you've been listening for too long. Sorry. Okay, so what do I see for my next 12 months of recording erotic audio? One, I really want to be more inclusive, which I've started doing recently in my audios. Like, I think omnisexual, like, I'm having a thing with pan and omni recently. So I'm gonna say pan omni, you know. I really wanna go into the definition at this point, but, you know, like, I am massively attracted to people of all genders, and who don't identify with any gender, and are gender fluid, you know, a male, a female, a trans men, a trans women, are non-binary, are all genders. I have had relationships with people who are non-binary, I've had a relationship with trans folk, I've had a relationship with cis men and cis women, and as such I can 100% say I'm sexually attracted to everyone. Like, I don't care what your gender is, what your genitalia is, what your body looks like. I, you know, that isn't gonna play a factor in my attraction. And as such, it's really important to me that my audio content reflects that. Not necessarily equally. I don't necessarily mean I want to make sure that I produce an audio for men and one for women and one for trans folk and one for non-binary folk and one for, you know, like, I, that's not what I mean, but it is important to me that I don't, that I make content that is inclusive for everyone. And I'm also very aware that there are so many differences, and, you know, I'm not setting myself an impossible goal of making sure that I post audios that will, you know, that will work for literally everyone, because there's no way, not least because whatever identity or ability or condition or visible, like, physical attributes, like, whatever that context a listener has, even if I make something that suits that person, it doesn't mean that the content of what I'm saying is going to suit them, you know? Like, I'm 80% vanilla in terms of my sexual preferences, including, like, even my, like, biggest fantasies. I'm not fully vanilla because I like, there are things that are not vanilla that I also really enjoy, which are great. But I'm, you know, I don't really have any extreme kinks, and, like, I've kind of wanted to, like, I've tried, I've been like, oh, I could totally get into this, like, kidnapping, rape scenario, like, totally, and I just can't do it, and I don't know why I'm going on to this. Oh yeah, anyway, just to say that, like, basically, because everyone has such different, you know, everyone has their own buttons, everyone has their own interests and kinks and preferences, and so I'm not trying to be like, oh my god, I will make stuff that everyone can enjoy. Like, I'm, no, not least because I said about, like, pressure. You know, I do what I like. But for the next 12 months, one of the things I'm hopefully there's going to be more, like, I already do a lot of F4A content intentionally because I want that to not be gender specific. So there's likely to still be quite a lot of that. And one of the things that I do want to say with, like, I know that some people will say F4A just because they don't want to exclude someone. And that's, again, this is no criticism of that point of view, but for me, it's genuinely because I want to include people. Like, when I'm recording F4A stuff, like, if it's a ramble or if I'm, like, the one where I talk about oral and stuff, like, obviously there are things I will say which will exclude some people, like, because if I'm talking about penises, not everyone has a penis, not everyone who identifies as male has a penis, you know? Like, if I'm talking about cocks and vaginas, vagina's very a medical word, pussies and clits and stuff, again, not everybody has those, and so it's not fully inclusive, but at the same time, I, like, usually if I'm doing a 4A thing, I will, because I find so many different people attractive, I don't tend to think about a specific person when I'm recording those things. But so often in my fantasies, like, even if I'm just getting off to myself, with myself, to myself, I don't know, by myself, well, I don't know, and I'm imagining a situation, I usually don't imagine it as just being one person. Like, if I'm imagining a scenario, it's usually not a person. Like, during that fantasy, that person is likely to change gender, to change physical appearance, to change what genitals they have. Because that's how my brain works. It's a little bit odd. You know, like, it might be that I'm imagining, I don't know, like, sex in an office or something. And, like, my scene starts with, I don't know, a colleague who's, like, tall, super slim male with, like, the most chiseled jawline you've ever seen. And, like, there's something about that, like, tall slimness, which I'm like, oh, this is great. And then it might be that by the time we start kissing, actually, the person in my fantasy, that shifts to a 5 foot, a 5 foot woman who is, like, on the more curvy side, there's much more body, who, you know, I don't know, but, like, and that will happen, and that's cool, and that will get me off just as much, and I'll then, you know, then it might switch to somebody totally different, it might switch to somebody who is non-binary, and I won't even be thinking of what body parts they have, and that will happen in my head when I have these fantasies. So I guess it's, in a way, it's to kind of reassure people who are listening, who might be like, oh, well, she's probably just put 4A so that it doesn't, you know, she's probably not thinking of me with my body, you know, and it's probably just this, like, I probably am at some point during that recording, I probably am thinking of whatever body you have, because I find all different bodies attractive. Like, I find super skinny people attractive. I find really overweight people attractive. I find people attractive who've got big boobs and little boobs. I find people who have big hips and little hips attractive, long legs and short legs. Like, honestly, and I don't have a type, and I don't always imagine a type, and I don't, anyway, I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm amazing, I love everyone. I'm just trying to be like, seriously, I probably do think about what you look like when I'm getting off. Whatever it is you look like, it probably crosses my mind. So, yeah, I hope that's nice. Anyway, oh my god, I'm rambling so much. I don't know whether to cut all of this. No, fuck it, you can, you asked for it, you can deal with it. Okay, so what next? Okay, so I've started posting audios on Quinn, as well, which is only recent that I've been doing that, and I'm posting on Vanilla Audio, and honestly, part of my reason for posting on Quinn is because they're gonna allow monetization, but again, it's so that people who listen can tip the creator. It's not a subscription, because again, I know if somebody subscribed to my content specifically, I think I would find that quite difficult. Even if it was only like one audio a month or whatever, I just know that that would take away from the experience for me. So I'm going to be doing stuff for Quinn, for Vanilla Audio. Also, I recently was made aware of a sub Reddit that Before Night Falls created, which the idea being it was for the kind of caregiver little space of audios. And I say that rather than just DDLG, because if any of you listen to my stuff or have listened to my AMAs, read anything, I don't know, I really, like, I love the DDLG caregiving dynamic. I love being in little space. But there are so many things within most audios and that scenario and that dynamic that just I can't deal with. Like, daddy, I can't deal with daddy. And I don't like being called a little girl, and I don't like being called princess, and, you know, so there are so many things which are so prevalent in that that just aren't for me, but the kind of caregiving little dynamic, I love it, I love it, I didn't realise I did, and that's, you know, that's something that GWA taught me. I listened to a DDLG audio once, it was a script film, I can't really remember, well, I can, but I don't really want to say, and I just went, oh, oh, I see, and thus a new kink of mine was born, and so there's this new, I say new, I can't remember how long it's been around, but I know that, I think Knight thus far is the only person who's posted on it, but, like, it seems awesome for me, because I know that GWA has an awful lot of, like, more fantasy, like, properly fantasy stuff that people wouldn't actually do in real life, or don't want to actually happen in real life. Some of that is more extreme. It's not all extreme at, you know, by any stretch. There's still an awful lot of gentle, you know, vanilla-y and other stuff on GWA. But now that, you know, Pillow Talk doesn't allow some content, like DDLG content and stuff like that, I think, and that GWA is quite often, again, not exclusively, but quite often is kind of bigger, more, like, more extreme stuff, that, like, I really like the idea that there's this space for that, you know, for that particular dynamic. And, like, I know that Audible is kind of somewhere in between as well, but I can't post everywhere, because I'll just go crazy. But anyway, I'm hoping, like, I've recorded a ramble fab, from my little space, which I've never done before, and I'm hoping to post that in that sub. I will find what it is, and I'll put it in the comments. I can't remember what it's called right now. Yeah, I recently, I now have an Accio Cuddles. I say Accio. I know that some people say Accio, and then I think in the films they say Accio. It doesn't really matter, but I go by Cuddles rather than Accio, 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 whatever. But, like, I now have a Twitter and an Instagram. I don't use them hugely because I'm trying to manage my time and my energy and, you know, all of that. But I have them, which is cool. And, yeah, so it's, yeah, it's interesting. Like, I'm really excited about what the next 12 months brings. Something which I've left right to the end intentionally, which is funny because it means that not everyone will hear it, because I'm sure many of you would have turned this off by now. I wouldn't blame you in the least. Oh my God, I need to get a cough sweep. My throat's really sore. One thing that I've been thinking about is that somebody asked me on Curious Cat if I would ever consider doing visual porn. And I'm considering some things, and I'm gonna, like, ask people what their opinions would be. In fact, you know, I'll make another little audio in a second where I go into that. I'll do that. I'm gonna have a drink and then I'll record that. So, watch this space, watch out for another one, because I'm curious as to what people think. But yeah, it's, anyway, I keep saying GWA, but I basically mean the erotic audio community. It's not just Commonwealth Audio. It's Vanilla Audio. It's Quinn. It's PTA. It's Audible. It's, you know, like, but I've met some awesome people. I've met some awesome people in real life. I've met some awesome people online. I've made some friendships that are going to really stick with me. And people have taught me so much about myself in a really good way, and I'm able to see positive things about myself that I couldn't see, and I'm able to embrace that, which is incredible. And you're all amazing, and keep posting, keep messaging me, keep commenting, keep sending me stuff on my anonymous form, because I love that. I love that people are able to send me feedback anonymously. I love that some people have used that to be like, oh my God, I want to massively, I'm just going to fangirl over you, and I don't want to do it with my username because then I'll be embarrassed. Like, that's awesome. I fucking love that. I also love that some people are going, hey, this one, your audio's out a bit. Like, I don't really want to say because I don't want to seem like a dick, but, you know, the levels are out. And I was like, oh, fuck, brilliant, I'll fix that. And some people are using the anonymous one to be like, you know, I don't have a Reddit account, I don't have a Quinn account, I don't have a Twitter account, whatever. Like, I listen to your stuff, but I don't have an account, I don't want to create one. It's really, but I love that I can give you feedback. Again, that's why I made it, you know? I made it so that people can tell me what they think and know that I'm not going to, I don't know, I'm not going to come back to them or think anything of them personally or know who they are, you know. That's why I did it. Some people are really shy, some people just don't want to have an account, and some people want to say some very dirty things to me, which, you know, is fine sometimes. Like, luckily I don't get that much unsolicited like vulgar things, which is nice. Some, but not much, and, you know, it's great. I really love the anonymous feedback form, and I love that people are using it. I just love hearing from everyone. Obviously, like I say, I can't get back to everybody all the time, and I certainly can't always have conversations with people, like, because I just can't. I just don't have the energy for it. And I want to make sure that those interactions that I do have mean something, because I don't want to get back to somebody if it's just like formulaic, oh yeah, great, cheers. Like, I just don't. So even if I only say, like, thank you, like, know that I really do mean it. Like, I don't, like, sometimes your comment might go not answered for ages, and usually that's because I don't have the space to fully think about it and then get back to you, like, authentically and with presence, and that's really important for me to do. I really am going to stop talking now. Good Lord. Okay, you're all amazing. GWA and the erotic audio community and being able to do this has genuinely changed my life. Like, genuinely, it's changed my life for the better in terms of how I relate to my sexuality, in terms of how I, you know, how I relate to, like, my sexuality in terms of, like, having sex and what turns me on and stuff, not sexuality as in, like, pan-omni. Like, that's not because of this. But in terms of, yeah, how I relate to, like, myself and others sexually, in terms of, like, being able to accept compliments and being able to accept that people actually think I'm kind of cool and all that stuff, like, as well as, like I said, the kind of the more difficult stuff. Like, it's helped me see things about myself that weren't healthy, that weren't kind, that weren't responsible, and I'm able to learn from that and hopefully get better at that stuff. And also, it's changed my life because I got paid this month for, like, getting off and having an orgasm and posting it on the internet, and, like, that's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Because I want to buy some underwear with it, because I haven't bought myself any nice underwear in, like, 4 years, so I want to do that. I'm going to buy myself some underwear with my VA money, which is fucking great. Yeah, on that note, I'm going to let you all think about me buying some sexy underwear. Purely because of the fact that I can make sexy audios and send it to you. So, on that note, darlings, I'm going to say goodbye. I bet this is like an hour now, isn't it? Oh, jeez, it really is. I'm sorry. Oh well, I'm sorry I'm also not sorry. Like, you asked to hear it. I don't even know if I've answered the questions that you wanted, because I had no plan. But I'm going now. I love you all. Goodbye.